footing, Matron Mes Baris said suddenly. Tehrul's red eyes widened. Matron? It had been an impulsive command and one of great consequence, but as she considered the events transpiring, Mes Baris found herself agreeing with that impulse even more. Recall all of Baris and Delarmgo, noble and commoner. Close the gates and prepare every defense. Matron, Tehrul said with a respectful bow, and she scurried away, leaving Mes Baris alone with her worries. Soon after, before matron mothers and their elite escorts rejoined Archmage Gromph in the wide nave of the two-story chapel of House Doerden. Only a short while before, the four had watched Matron Mother Quenthal and Matron Misery with great amusement as the three driders, cocooned in webbing, were dragged past them by struggling foot soldiers.
It has been so long since I looked upon this place, Matron Mother Quenthal said. I had forgotten how much it resembles the Bayenri Chapel, although far less magnificent, of course.
Indeed, it is amazing that a house with a chapel of such design could have fallen so far from the Spider Queen's favor,
Matron Vidalma put in, the sweetness of her tone doing little to cover the cattiness of her remark. But Matron Mother Quenthal merely smiled at her. It didn't matter, Bayenri knew, because the plan was in full execution, and the other three had bought in wholly. When first they had entered this abandoned compound in Menzo Baranzon's West Wall District, following an army of Bayenri foot soldiers and wizards and beside the Archmage himself, Vidalma Tlabar and Misery Miserum had both worn sour expressions. They had learned soon after the secret invitation the gist of this little adventure, no doubt, particularly since those invitations had come from Matron Xerath and not from House Bayenri, but had been sent in deference to the demands of House Bayenri. Through the maze of the complex's entry caverns, the four matrons had been greeted over and over by Bayenri warriors, dragging out the many rogues who had come into this place unbidden and without permission. None were supposed to be in here by order of the ruling council, but it was an ill-kept secret in the city that Houses Malarn and Baris and Delarmgo used this place as training quarters. In a powerful stroke, then, Matron Mother Quenthal had struck a blow against both of those houses, the uneasy second house and the ambitious seventh. If Banry's choice of dining with House Fay Branch during the festival of the founding hadn't warned House Malarn to temper those ambitions, indeed, if the appearance of Lolf's avatar at the dinner, if the rumors were to be believed, hadn't done so, then surely this bold strike would make the demand crystal clear to Matron Jindia Malarn. And Jindia could not even raise her grievance at the next iteration of the ruling council, because this place, once the home of Malis Doerden, the birthplace of the infamous Drizzt Doerden, could not be inhabited or visited by direct and unambiguous edict of the ruling council. Until now, when the first priestesses of the four houses in attendance had independently confirmed to their matrons that this mission was Lolf's will. And so, by Lolf's will and by Bayenri's power, House Doerden was cleared that day of vagabonds and secret militia. And so, by Lolf's will, in accordance with Lolf's demand, House Doerden was ready to be reconstituted. Minolan Fay noted the agitation in Mes Baris's movements as the matron swept into the room.
"You have seen the events of this day?" she asked, moving right to the point.
Minolan Fay nodded.
"They have not been secret about it. Four houses striking together."
Minolan Fay shrugged as if it should not matter.
"The Doerden compound is forbidden ground," she said quietly and calmly. "I note that Fay Branch was not invited to Matron Mother Quenthal's little excursion," Mes Baris said slyly. "House Bayenri pulls her allies in close in this time of upheaval, and yet there you are, alone and with a hungry and ambitious House Malarn watching." Manolde and Fay forced herself not to wince. House Bay Henry had guaranteed its alliance to House Fay Branch at the Festival of the Founding, but indeed, the events of this day had not reassured Manolan's family. Matron Mother Quenthel makes more of a statement by those she did not invite, it would seem, said Mes Barris, twisting the knife a bit. As with your own. Matron Mes Barris laughed easily and took a seat on a chair of overstuffed pillows just across from Manolan Fay. We refused her invitation, Mes Barris said. They have more than enough force to expel a few houseless rogues, and I have better things to do than follow Matron Mother Quenthel on her ridiculous excursions. A few houseless rogues, Manolan Fay thought, and didn't hide her knowing smile. Not so houseless, most, she knew well, and not a few of them were tied right back here to House Barrison del Armgo. Which was why, of course, there was no possibility that Matron Mother Quenthel had invited Mes Barris along on the assault, despite the matron's claims to the contrary. Mes Barris's lie revealed her fears, and thus her weakness, Manolan Fay silently reassured herself. Do you think Matron Jindia Malarn will attack House Fay Branch while the Bayenri soldiers are still in the field? Matron Mes Barris asked. Or will she wait until Matron Mother Quenthel's little play is ended? Manolan Fay merely smiled. Not because she was confident that Mes Barris was wrong, but because even if House Fay Branch was wholly raised, she knew herself to be above the fray. Indeed, by Matron Mother Quenthel's private decree, one sanctified by the Avatar of Loth herself, Manolan was of House Bayenri now, the secret wife of Gromph, the expectant mother of the future matron mother of Benzo Baranzon. But of course, Mes Barris Armgo didn't need to know any of that. What are we to do about this? Mes Barris asked, rather sharply, shocking Manolan Fay from her contemplation. Do? Be not coy, said Mes Barris. Matron Mother Quenthel has struck out against House Malarn this day. And against your own house, Manolan Fay interjected. Matron Mes Barris looked at her as if she wanted to lash out. If we are being not coy, Manolan Fay said. The matron paused for a long while, staring at Manolan Fay hard. Matron Mother Quenthel has gathered her power together and is daring House Malarn to retaliate, but to the side.